Hey, this is Chris Black. Thanks for listening to the Black and Abdallah podcast, brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. What's up to the Twitch folks out there? You can watch us on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. You can join the conversation at 312-332-3776. Tonight is the Miller Lite ESPN Chicago 2020 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. The draft starts at 7:30. So we are on the air until 8 o'clock tonight. We have a draft pick, Black and Abdallah. We're a team in the draft.
Yep.
We have a pick to make. What pick are we?
We're seventh.
We're seventh. Okay,
we're so we will Patrick be on Mahomes.
Mahomes?
Yeah.
Well, you think he's going to be on the board at seven? We got to go wide receiver.
No.
Yes, wide receiver. That's how you build a championship team.
Okay.
Stud wide receiver, good running back, quarterback, another running back, hit him with a wide receiver. That's our plan.
But if Patrick Mahomes is on the board,
hold on. Is everyone in the Zoom? So here at ESPN,
I think there's people in the chat. So hopefully they're not listening.
So ESPN. So this is a virtual fantasy football experience this year. Usually we have a great event.
Oh,
we can invite everyone out. We get to talk to all the great fans of the station. And really, it's a fun day. We can't do that because of COVID-19. So this is a virtual event. So we have to be on a Zoom. So at 7:30, we have to log in. Is that okay? Are we going to be able to do that while we're doing the show?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Are you logged in? You're on the Zoom?
I'm not in the Zoom, no.
For the draft?
No, I'm in the draft room.
But aren't people in the Zoom right now? Like,
We're on the air.
Yeah, no, but isn't Field Yates talking to those who are in there?
And he's saying draft Patrick Mahomes.
No. And like Waddle's in there and Sylvie's in there and everyone's in there, right?
Yeah, people are in there.
Okay, well, so don't we have to be in there?
No, we got exemption because we're entertaining the masses.
Oh, all right. So
we're exempt.
Okay. So
we're like when we used to do the convention at like the UIC place.
Yeah.
We're in that side room doing a show.
Doing the side room.
In the side room show.
And we'd get like three or four guys come up and be like, hey, you guys are good on that show that's at 5 a.m. And we'd be like, yeah, thanks.
Thanks. Clayton's in the other room. John Clayton's in the other room doing a show. That's us right now. We're in the other room doing a show. But no, my point is this, Chris.
Yeah.
You
heard what I said. Wide receiver.
I understand.
Running back, quarterback.
Shut up and listen to me.
Running back, wide receiver.
Name me a wide receiver that's going to have between 26 and 50 touchdowns.
Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas is going to have 26 touchdowns this year? Are you a high person?
Maybe.
Have you been taking drugs?
Maybe. I got to look at my thing.
Patrick Mahomes had 26 touchdowns last year and 50 touchdowns the year before. You take the guy that scores the most touchdowns. You take Patrick Mahomes.
This is my point. He's not going to be on the board.
I think he will be.
PPR or non-PPR?
PPR.
Okay. I was going to say, Travis is going to make sure we're in this league. We better be PPR.
I think it's PPR.
Right? Okay.
Is this PPR? Travis!
I would hope so.
Is it PPR?
I can
look at the rules.
So I just want to make sure and clarify because Patrick Mahomes.
Dude, 50 touchdowns.
I know. But if we're picking seventh, Michael Thomas is going to be there.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Based on Matthew Berry's PPR top 200 list, at number eight, seven is Derrick Henry, number eight, Michael Thomas, number nine, Joe Mixon, Josh Jacobs at 10, Austin Eckler at 11.
Where's Patrick Mahomes
Aaron
on that
Jones,
list?
Number 12.
I'm telling you.
I don't see Mahomes on
that. Exactly.
How far do you have to scroll?
He's going to be there.
Oh, he's 27th. Dude, that means we can grab him later.
That's not true. We're drafting in a league with fellow Chicagoans. They've been burned. Trust me.
Okay, this isn't interesting to people.
I think it is. I think draft strategy.
First of all, it's not because clearly they went about doing the Zoom without us. So, like, they're having the ESPN Chicago 2020 virtual Zoom without us. They don't want us talking about this.
We have to be on the air.
Okay, so the draft starts at 7:30. Right? 7:30.
Or otherwise, we'd be on the clock right now.
7:30. We have the 7th pick.
It's a 10. Okay, it's a 10-team league.
Okay.
We have 7, so we get the. Oh no, it's a 12. It's a no. It's a 10-team league.
Hold on. Dave
it's a 10
has,
team league.
It's Dave and Elgin.
It's a serpentine draft.
Okay, so it's not. It's not. It's.
No, it's serpentine. It's but, snake. The serpent.
Okay.
Do you understand?
It's not a bid draft?
Do you understand? No, it's not an auction. We'd be here all freaking night but if it was an auction draft.
But if you do the auction style drafting.
I don't want an auction
once you
style
do
draft,
that, how do you go back?
I don't have 5 hours.
All right. David and Elgin has some advice for us. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, so why would you guys predetermine what pick you're taking before you're on the clock?
Because we're idiots.
Because strategy,
we have to
Dave,
have a strategy,
strategy
Dave.
Strategy, Dave. I want the guy that scored 50 touchdowns 1 year, Dave.
Dave, don't you have a big board?
But you take the best available guy. You just take the best available. The top 7 players, there's 6 running backs and Michael Thomas. You take the best one that's there.
What is this,
I'm raising my hand. Dave, I have a question. My question is this.
Yeah.
If we're just going to take the best available, then why don't we just set
just
it to autofill right now?
Well, because for round 1, you take the best available. Starting in round 2, then it matters what other positions you've taken.
Okay. So you have a big board starting in round 2.
50 touchdowns. He scored 50 touchdowns.
How many points?
What?
You're in the draft. How many points for touchdown
pass? How many points for touchdown pass in your fantasy league?
I got to look at our rules. I don't have our rules.
Is it standard scoring? ESPN standard scoring?
Is it a standard? Let me look. League. How do I find the rules? Settings? No.
Thank you, Dave. So, Dave, your advice is to take the best available. Would you suggest Mahomes if the scoring is weighted towards pass touchdown
scoring
passes?
Touchdowns,
the only
we
way
get,
to consider Mahomes is if it's 6 points per touchdown pass.
It's 4 points per 4 points per passing touchdown. Scoring. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate
it.
6 points
there.
Per
you
rushing
can get a
touchdown.
Great quarterback later. Well, maybe I think Tom Brady is going to an offense that has produced over 5,000 yards the last 2 years. You don't need to take them that early.
I agree.
Load up at running back, wide receiver, or tight end early.
Your logic here is flawed. I understand my logic.
You know why?
Now I understand because I looked at the rules.
You know who I would be happy with? Let's just get Dak Prescott at some point.
He's not playing.
No, he's awesome.
He's not playing.
Let's get Russell Wilson.
He's holding out.
What do you mean holding out? He's going to play.
Okay, fine. Then you're drafting.
No, I mean...
No.
Peter in Miami has some advice for us. Peter, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Peter?
We need someone to take over the
draft. Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Listen, I'm 100% with Adam.
Damn right.
Don't become Ryan Pace.
Thank you.
Take Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you.
That's my plan.
Thank you.
I'm picking 10th. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I'm coming around, whoever, I don't care. 50 touchdowns.
50.
Don't become Ryan Pace.
Say it again with authority. 50.
50.
Yeah. Damn right. Listen, okay, do the math in your head,
take care,
okay?
Guys.
Michael Thomas last year had 9 touchdowns.
Yes.
What's 9 times 6?
You know,
What's 9 times 6? Do the math. What's 9 times 6? 54. So he only had 54 points coming off of touchdowns last year, correct?
Yeah. What about the receptions?
Correct.
It's a PPR league.
Just listen.
He led the league in receptions.
Just listen to me.
He set the record.
If you have 50 touchdowns times 4, that's more points. That's 200 points as opposed to 54 points.
Rustin in Decatur, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yo, what's up?
You tell us.
I think you guys should draft Patrick Mahomes if he's on the board.
Thank you!
And then if on the wraparound, you got to take Trubisky and sit him.
Rustin. You had me at hello, and then you threw the Trubisky. Why can't we do both? Why can't we get Mahomes and then Michael Thomas on the wraparound?
You got to sit him, bro. You're the biggest Trubisky haters on the...
All right, Rustin. Cap called in with cricket.
Right,
hold on. Stop.
Rustin,
what's in the background? Eric, crank it.
What's in the background?
Is that crickets? You got some crickets?
Yeah, I'm walking, man.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Rustin.
Just making sure.
Shout out to the Trubisky truthers out there.
I mean, okay. We do have one bit of business we have to get to before 7:30, though. Do we have a team name?
I just put Black and Abdallah.
No, you're not going to let our fantastic listeners to the show,
if they want to,
come up with a name for our team.
I just needed a name for the room. I needed a name for the room.
So, what's going on? Who's in there right now?
I'm not in the Zoom. I'm in our draft room.
Who's in the draft early?
I don't know who's in our draft.
People haven't identified themselves?
No, they have. One of our faithful listeners, I believe. Oh, Tom. Tom Gilmartin.
Oh, what's up, Tom?
He's in our league.
Tom's a runner.
He is.
Norman on the Kennedy. You're on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, hi. I heard you talk about the homes and everything.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a two quarterback league, you don't take of course he'll have more points than Thomas Jordan. But it's about point differential at the position.
Right.
So how many more points is he going to have than Lamar Jackson or Brady or that? That's what's important, where Thomas is going to have a lot more points than the next wide receiver maybe. So you can't compare the quarterback to the wide receiver running back and say, I'll take him first. It's about point differential at position.
Thank you. Right, Norman? We have to go with the wide receiver.
Or the running back.
Or wide receiver. No, I agree.
So you're ignoring running backs now. You're ignoring running backs.
Thank you, Norman. Appreciate it, man. Jordan in Maryville, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as a person who's been to the championship five times, I feel like I have some expertise in this.
Pretty good credentials there. I like that. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I got to pat myself on the back. So I think I agree with you, Blake. You need to go wide receiver first. The reason being is because the best top two, three wide receivers, a lot of times when it comes to point-wise, are so much better than the four, five, six, and seven wide receiver that you can find quarterbacks that are comparable. You know, you might not be able to find Patrick Mahomes comparable, but you're going to be able to find the 2 through 10. Their points aren't going to be that much of a difference opposed to the top wide receiver and maybe the fourth, fifth, or sixth wide receiver or whatever.
But what if Michael Thomas isn't there? Then what? You've got one name on your brain.
You still double down on two wide receivers.
You've got one name on your brain.
No, because Jordan's right, and this is what I did last year. I had a late pick. I took two wide receivers right off the bat. I ended up having two of the five best wide receivers in all fantasy football last year. My team won the championship,
too.
Jordan's a winner. I'm a winner,
How about this? Change the strategy. We're changing up the strategy.
Kicker?
Okay.
You want to go kicker first?
No, we're not going to go kicker first. We're going to make the most Bleck and Abdallah pick in the world. Okay? You and I, and I hope nobody in this is listening.
Well, they're not listening. They're doing the Miller Lite ESPN Chicago 2020 virtual fantasy football championship right now.
They're not in the chat.
They're in the Zoom. They're not in the chat. No one's listening. Just us talking here.
We're going to take DeAndre Hopkins, and then we're going to double down with Kyler Murray. So we get double the pleasure.
But we don't know.
Double the fun. No. We'll take Kyler later.
Oh, sneaky.
Later.
See, but here's the problem.
I'm not doing the two.
Like, Waddle knows we love Kyler Murray.
He's not. Waddle's going to make it through four picks and then call it a night. Waddle's
going
to be lucky if he can open up the app to figure this out.
I mean, ooh.
That's got you hot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Let's continue talking football with Charles McDowell next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
We are officially now 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season.
Ooh.
In 2 weeks, on September the 10th at 7:20 p.m. tonight, right now, we will have kickoff of the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. 2 weeks away, Abdallah. It's time to start really locking in on NFL coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait. 2 weeks. And then just over 2 weeks, maybe we'll find out who the Bears quarterback is.
Are you saying that we won't know until we get to the weekend of the opener for the Bears and the Lions?
I mean, would if you were Nagy, would you tell anybody?
Yeah, because I'd want my team ready to go, knowing that they're ready.
They'll know.
No, I want everyone to know. I want everyone to know. Eyes on the prize. We have a real quarterback in here. Okay. We're moving forward. That's right. What I would want. Chris Black and Adam Abdallah here. Do you see what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. Nick Foles is going to be the guy, and this team's going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk
mm-hmm.
with Charles McDonald from the New York Daily News. You can follow him on Twitter at 4verts. One of our favorite football guests. Charles, as we look ahead to the opener, the Texans and the Chiefs, we know that the Chiefs, not only did they win the Super Bowl last year and they have the MVP in Patrick Mahomes from 2 years ago, but what have the Houston Texans done in this offseason to get them to another level after losing to the Chiefs in the playoffs last year?
Well, if you want to talk about another level, I guess taking their offense down a level is technically another level, right?
Right.
The DeAndre Hopkins trade, as I think just for everyone has talked about this offseason, was absolutely just kind of ridiculous and silly. And they objectively got bad value back for DeAndre Hopkins. But, you know, what's interesting about that is, you know, you lose DeAndre Hopkins and you get horrible value back for him. I mean, you know, we're talking about Stephon Diggs getting traded for a first-round pick and DeAndre Hopkins can't get back one. Like, you absolutely screwed up there. But it hasn't really stopped people from talking about the Texans as, like, a potential playoff team because they do have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, controlling their offense with Deshaun Watson. So as long as he's back there, I think they'll be okay. Obviously, this year is going to be a challenge for him because this will be the first year that he won't have DeAndre Hopkins at all. But, you know, I believe in Deshaun Watson's talent as a quarterback to kind of navigate the situation. And he's good enough that they still have a chance on the division to make the playoffs for sure.
The other team in that division that made the playoffs were the Titans. To me, they're a playoffs to maybe bottom of the division team this year, because I don't know if what they can do is sustainable. Do you think they can keep up their success from last year?
No, I mean, that's kind of the big issue with the Titans. Like, as good as Ryan Tannehill was, as good as A.J. Brown was, you know, like, that efficiency is going to have to come down. And, like, every time you see one of these teams or these units catch fire for a season and post, like, these outlier seasons, they always come back down to earth, you know. If you want to talk about offense, maybe the 2016 Falcons, and they haven't really reached that height since then. If you want to do defense, you can go with the 2017 Jaguars for the AFC Championship year, or the 2018 Bears when they made the playoffs and lost to the Eagles with the double doink game. Like, these teams always end up coming back down to earth, and I kind of predict more of the same for the Titans. I mean, it's not like Ryan Tannehill is the guy that's producing these stat lines every single year, or else he wouldn't have been a journeyman quarterback and end up on the Titans in the first place. Like, he's not an elite quarterback, so I don't think it'd be reasonable to expect, like, elite play from him again this year. So I see them as a regression candidate this year. I do like A.J. Brown as a talent, but I don't really see how you can keep up that level of, like, efficiency on a yards per catch basis, yards per target, touchdowns per reception, like, big play percentage. That's all going to come back down a little bit, and I think the Titans are definitely a regression team this year.
Charles McDonald from the New York Daily News talking football with Chris Black and Adam Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. The Pittsburgh Steelers last year were 8-8, but they played bad quarterbacks for most of the year because Ben Roethlisberger was hurt. What should we make of the Steelers heading into this season? In the AFC North, we know that the Ravens are going to be really good. Can the Steelers make the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, the Steelers can, and the Steelers are an interesting team because usually when you look at these teams, like, we look at the Steelers perform last year, they had a lot of games where they're winning within, like, one score, or, you know, they're barely scraping by, and they have really, you know, these games that you could call a coin flip game where it comes down to a drive or a play, and they're barely scraping by, even, like, the worst teams in the league. And normally when you look at teams like that, their win total is kind of inflated. Those are teams that you look at as regression candidates for the next year. But also teams that are in that predicament usually don't have a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger coming back into the lineup, which kind of changes things a little bit for their outlook. Like, if Ben Roethlisberger is healthy, 100% healthy and good shape. Like, you know, he's doing the thing where he's saying he's in great shape, and you can't really challenge that for now because it's a preseason game, so we'll see what happens when the regular season starts. But if he actually is in good shape and back to the peak of his powers, then this should be a team that can challenge for the AFC North crown. I mean, they're going to have one of the best defenses in the league. Their pass rush is fierce. They can force a lot of turnovers. They're an interesting team when you try to project like how teams in their position normally do versus the talent they have coming back in Ben Roethlisberger.
A team I'm high on are the Arizona Cardinals. Do you think they can take the next step and obviously win more than five games, but can they be a playoff contender this year?
You know, I think they can, but I would always pump the brakes on Cardinals hype a little bit for two reasons. It's really easy to be excited about Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury and DeAndre Hopkins, and, you know, that trio should be able to generate big plays at will for Arizona. But two things worry me about the Cardinals this year. One, their defense was just an abomination last year. I mean, they were so bad. And, you know, you're really kind of relying on Isaiah Simmons to come in and be a huge difference maker. Maybe he can be, but I don't know if he is enough to fix all the woes that I had on defense last year. And two, that division is still really tough. I mean, you're going to have the 49ers, who have gotten a lot better this offseason. I mean, they added Trent Williams and freaking Jordan Reed to their offense. And that was already one of the better offenses in the NFL. The defensive line is going to be good. They swapped out Forrest Buckner for Javon Kinlaw, and they added Brandon Ayuk on offense. I mean, that team is absolutely loaded with talent. And then Seattle with Russell Wilson, that's going to be a tough draw twice a year too. So, you know, I do expect them to win more than five games, but I think them making the playoffs is going to be a tough task because the defense still has a long way to go and the division is really tough.
Charles McDonald from the New York Daily News talking football with Chris Black and Adam Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. The Las Vegas Raiders with Mike Mayock and John Gruden at the helm. Do you like the direction that the Raiders are heading in?
You know, I kind of do. Like, their offense was kind of underrated last year. You know, they didn't do much by the way of, like, scoring points, but in terms of moving the ball, like, they were one of the better offenses in the league. And I think that maybe they'll get a little bit more lucky and actually punch the ball into the end zone more than they did last year. They still have one of the best offensive lines in football. John Gruden, you know, to give him some credit, he hasn't been as prehistoric as a play caller as maybe some people, like myself, thought he would be coming back into the league. Like, he's actually embraced a lot of these quick games, like, you know, up-tempo RPO-type concepts for the Raiders offense. So that's been kind of cool to see. Like I said, they already have the offensive line talent. They've at least made an effort to get more receiver talent in there with Henry Ruggs and Brian Edwards, receiver from South Carolina. Like, they're trying, and they moved the ball pretty well last year. They did score a lot of touchdowns, so I think maybe this is the year the Raiders figure out an offense, but obviously, you know, I don't think they figured out the point of being able to usurp the Chiefs in the AFC West, but maybe they can be a little bit frisky for, like, the seventh playoff spot.
The hot, sexy pick for to make a big jump this year are the Lions. What do you feel about the Lions?
It's all about Matthew Stafford's health. And, well, I guess it's about two things, Matthew Stafford's health and their pass defense, because Stafford, you know, one of the unfortunate stories of last season is that before Matthew Stafford got hurt, he was having a career year and absolutely playing lights out. And, like, you know, you always talk about this potential of Matthew Stafford, and we all know the big-time throwing ability, but last year, like, you actually start to see it play out at a consistent base on the field before he got hurt, which sucked. And if he can come back and play like he did last year, they have a chance to, you know, hell, play for the AFC or the NFC North crown. But their pass defense is where you start to get a little bit nervous because they swapped out Darius Slay for Desmond Trufant, Jeff Okuda, which maybe that balances out, but that's still going to be a big loss for them. And their pass rush is still pretty suspect. So I think the defense might be a bigger challenge for the Lions to overcome, even if Matthew Stafford does pick up where he left off from last season.
Thank you, Charles. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
That's Charles McDonald from the New York Daily News. He's awesome on Twitter. Follow him at 4Verts. great football conversation always with Charles.
Christian McCaffrey's gone.
Wait, the draft started?
The draft already started. Oh. Christian McCaffrey. Ezekiel Elliott's gone.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
So we're coming up.
Caps burner team is up next.
Oh, no. That's going to take some time.
No, he's going Trubisky.
All right. We have to take a commercial break. We're in the live draft at ESPN Chicago 2020 Miller Lite Fantasy Football Championship. The draft is going on now.
Oh, no. It's not.
What about Michael Thomas?
He's still there.
Still there? All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
Alvin Kamara's gone!
Chicago's home for sports.
How much time do we have? We got 20 seconds to make our second pick. 2018.
Who's it between? Devontae Adams and Julio Jones?
I think so, yeah.
Adams or Jones?
Well, you know me, roll tie, baby, all day.
All right, so we're going Julio Jones?
10.
I'll say Julio.
9.
Click it.
Julio. All right, we've drafted two wide receivers.
All right, there it is. Woo.
Much to my chagrin, we went with Bleck's strategy.
Yes.
And we picked two wide receivers. Now we hit him with the running back because it is a PPR, full point PPR. We don't pick for a while now because it is a serpentine draft.
Okay, so our first pick.
Our first pick was...
The seventh overall pick.
The seventh overall pick in the ESPN Chicago Fantasy League, presented by Miller Lite, League 5.
Is that the league name? We're in League 5?
Well, yeah, there's 10. I think there's 10 leagues. So we did not get Michael Thomas. We picked DeAndre Hopkins.
Thomas went the pick before.
I know. Someone was listening.
We picked at 7.
I think someone ratted on us. But then my second plan is still coming to fruition, perhaps.
Yeah. All right.
Where we get DeAndre Hopkins and then Kyler Murray.
I like that.
And then we can buy Kyler Murray jerseys if we want to.
Oh, yeah.
Matching.
Can't wait for that.
I heard Eric laugh through the glass.
Picture you guys skipping to work together.
Yes. No, we'd be riding. Have you guys seen in the West Loop now they have the little scooters that people just like toss to the side?
I hate those.
I saw two people on one scooter.
Two?
Yesterday.
A twofer?
Yeah.
A twofer?
It was wobbly. I was worried about it.
Okay.
Because like those things go kind of fast.
Yeah.
If you bite it on that, you're going to face plant on some pavement.
Yeah. Here's my problem.
So no, sir, I will not ride that
scooter.
There's
people that are in this draft that aren't drafting.
What do you mean?
This is taking too long. The first
automatically takes the full time?
Like, I know that, no, the auto doesn't take the full time, but there are people that are taking the full time, and I appreciate that, but I feel like in the first three rounds, like, it's pretty... Like,
yeah, you should be there for the first three.
Not you should be there. You should know...
Yeah, what you want to do.
What you want to do, you should be like, all right, cool. If this guy's not there, I'm going to take this guy. If this guy's not there, I'm going
to
take this guy.
You do know that we took the entire clock to figure out between...
But we did it, so we waited till we were on the air.
Devontae Adams and Julio
Jones. I had Julio
Jones
in the queue. You knew it was in the queue. We waited till we were on air so we could talk about it on the air. Like, we did that on purpose.
And this is all brought to you by Miller Lite, the ESPN Chicago 2020 Fantasy Football Championship.
Cold, refreshing.
Virtual style this year because
responsibly.
Can't be in person, so the draft is taking place tonight. And
we're
into the third round, and how many picks away are we?
To be fair, we're six picks away. To be fair, though, in the past, during the fantasy football convention, we weren't a part of these drafts. Now, this is like an added element because we're not there. People get to be in leagues with this thing and be like, haha, I beat you.
Yeah. That's what you do in fantasy football.
Haha, I beat you.
Hey, is Wallace still be doing their league?
Here's my other problem with this league.
Speaking of?
There's no trash. Oh, Mahomes is gone. Mahomes is gone.
Off the board?
Mahomes is gone. Round three, pick one. Team Rabby. Whoever that is.
What up, Rabby?
And now Dude Duderson is on the clock. I'm sure this is riveting radio.
All right.
George Kittle, gone.
Hold
on, we're coming
else.
Up. Hold on, we're coming up. So Cap, someone on the someone in our league has Cap's shower
Daddy
face
likey.
As
Daddy
his
likey.
As his picture.
Daddy likey.
And his name is Cap's burner team. I believe that's Tom Gilmartin.
Clearly a listener to Black and Abdallah.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Cap's burner team in our fantasy football league.
So he is likey. On the clock. I know he's going to take Trubisky. He took Chris Godwin. So right now we are three picks away. So what are we doing here? There's a lot of wide receivers on the board.
What running backs do we have?
The RBs we have available. We could take a Leonard Fournette. No, thank you.
Let me come over here.
Chris Carson. Social distance. Chris Carson. Todd Gurley.
What about Jonathan Taylor? It's a sneaky pick.
He's going to have a good year for the Colts.
Jonathan Taylor tailback.
Rookies are always good. There's always a rookie that pops.
The problem with Jonathan Taylor tailback is once you hit that, like 13th game mark, his legs are going to be there.
Always a rookie that pops. By the way, we have a good question coming up in 10 minutes.
We do.
Here on ESPN.
You know what's a good question? Who should we draft?
Well, what are the other running backs?
Chris Carson. Chris Carson? I like Chris Carson.
You got it.
From the Seahawks? From the Seahawks? Chris Carson from the Seahawks? Yeah? 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 No? No?
I like
what's
Jonathan
the Twitch
Taylor.
Chat? What's the Twitch chat saying?
All right.
Daddy likey deep dish. Okay. Well, that's...
Yeah, not helpful.
Grab Kittle's already gone. Likey. Kittle's already gone.
I like the Jonathan Taylor pick. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, see, it's kind of sneaky. Who are the tight ends available?
Oh, my God.
I mean, as the commander of this draft, you're really not giving us the information we need.
You just keep saying Chris Carson over and over again.
Okay, really all helping. The good ones are gone. The Mark Andrews is available. Zach Ertz is available.
Ertz is good.
Ertz is fine.
Gronk?
No.
No.
I'm not in on that. Pass on that.
All right, we're up in
Zach Ertz?
A minute.
You is Zach Ertz going to be better than a running back?
I feel like we could get Zach Ertz a lot later.
I doubt that, but you better take a good running back.
Why is this up to me? This is a concerted effort. This is a joint effort.
Now, see, do we trust Braggs? Braggs is saying in the chat, Chris Carson had a great year last year.
I mean, look it up. We're on the clock. We're on the clock.
You got to figure this out, man. What are you going to do?
We're on the clock.
What are you going
to
do?
We're on the clock. You tell me what we're supposed to do.
You just told me to look up Chris Carson.
Chris Carson or...
Stats.
Jonathan Taylor. I don't want Jonathan Taylor.
Why not? He's a rookie.
So?
I think Braggs is trying to mess
with us. Chris Carson is projected to have 40 more points.
He hit 7 touchdowns last year. How many receiving, though? 2?
How many receptions did he have last year? Jonathan Taylor did have a lot of receptions.
37 receptions.
Jonathan Taylor, how many receptions did Jonathan... We got 20 seconds. I'm drafting him. Drafted. Jonathan Taylor, gone.
You probably should have taken Chris Carson, but whatever. That's fine. So do we have another pick coming up?
I will smack your mouth.
We have a quick pick coming up, right?
It's not that quick. It just depends on how many people are in this.
Do you think when they put together the Miller Lite ESPN Chicago 2020 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship and Draft... that they envisioned us just literally doing it on our show. Do you think that this was a part of the plan?
I think that
we would
sit
here and do this.
I think that when they knew we were going to be on the
air, we would have like real content here and not just discussing Chris Carson.
People in the chat love this.
And Jonathan Taylor.
People in the Twitch chat love this. We're getting a good reaction on Twitter.
All right.
This is content, bro.
I'm just asking the question whether or not this is what.
Lamar Jackson off the board.
What about Kyler, though? Is Kyler there?
Kyler's still there.
All right. Kyler and Dak, that's who I'm concerned about.
Kyler is the Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray are the two highest-ranked quarterbacks right now. So if you want him...
Well, he's going to go. We got to take another running back.
Well, we're not going to get Kyler or Deshaun Watson then.
Who's the best wide receiver available?
According to the ESPN rankings... DJ Moore or Juju Smith-Schuster?
Oh, Juju. Juju, that's a pick.
I know you Fight want on. That. You know we can Fight only start. On. I guess we can start three wide receivers with a flex.
I'll flex it.
Now this is your bias coming in.
No. Hear me out.
This is your bias.
Tracy Butler and I won the Waddle and Sylvie League last year with Juju Smith-Schuster
that's
as our second pick.
Last year, bro.
He was our second pick. Think about the value that we're getting him at. He's
that's
a
true.
Stud.
How's Roethlisberger going to be this year?
You heard Charles McDonald 10
I
minutes
did
ago
Charles
with us.
McDonald.
If he's healthy, the Steelers are going to be a playoff team.
You're right. I was.
Why do
I
you
was,
think we talk football on this show
I
so
was,
we have information?
You're right. No, you're right. I was listening and definitely not doing other things.
Daddy likey. What? Where did that come from?
I don't know. The problem is now. The problem is, okay, here's the problem. Here's the problem. If this guy, oh no, he's gone. Juju's gone. Juju's
See,
gone.
He's good. That's why.
Juju's gone.
He would be.
Because I think people are listening to us.
Are they incepting us?
This is ridiculous.
This is not fair. We
All
are
right.
at a,
do you
a
want,
disadvantage.
Do you want?
All right, from now on, only give me code on the players on the board and who
okay.
that we should
well,
take.
Well, we're on the clock,
only
so it
give
doesn't
me
matter.
Code.
We're on
well,
the
give
clock.
Give me code. Don't say the actual names.
Well, we're on the clock. Chris Carson is still available. Kyler is still available. Deshaun Watson is still available.
No, not quarterbacks.
The
we need a running back or a stud wide receiver.
Cortland Sutton.
Who's the best wide receiver?
Cortland Sutton or Calvin Ridley, but that's too many Falcons, I think.
Yeah,
AJ Brown, Robert Woods.
AJ Brown had a great year last year.
Yeah, but he's got Tannehill throwing to him.
He did last year too.
Yeah,
that's true.
AJ Brown, AJ Brown's a pick.
Seven.
AJ Brown's a pick. AJ Brown's a pick.
Taken.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Is this good?
All right, we're picking next. We're picking next. I'm not waiting the time.
I quit this team.
We're on. Okay, we need a running back.
Hold on. Gideon wants
to
jump in.
We're picking next.
Gideon from Buffalo Grove. You're on ESPN 1000.
What up, you guys? Should have taken Mahomes.
Okay, Gideon.
We're on the clock, Gideon. Hang up on him.
Gideon has thoughts.
I have an interesting question.
I don't care, Gideon.
I'm participating in a fantasy football league with friends.
Will you pot him down? What? We need to make a decision. We got 30 seconds. Devin Singletary? Devin Singletary? Okay, we took Devin Singletary, Gideon.
Go ahead.
What happens if it's a paid league and the NFL has to stop the season in the middle of the season? Who gets the money? Like what happens if it's week 6 and the NFL shuts down, unfortunately?
You roll it over to next year. You roll it over to next year.
Rolled over.
Double the money next year.
Rolled
over. Good idea. I like it.
All right.
You guys are smart. This is why you got paid to be on the radio.
All right. Thank you, Gideon.
Damn
we appreciate you listening.
Good night.
Goodbye. I will say, and Tom Gilmartin tweeting at us, taunting us that he's going to take Kyler Murray.
I'll fight you in your sleep.
He's in the fantasy football, the Miller Lite ESPN Chicago 2020 Fantasy Football Draft and Championship. He's in our league, listening to our show, trying to steal our players. Unbelievable, Tom. That I wanted to point out that, and then also, what else did I want to point out?
Oh, before we go,
Raphael said, he tweeted us, I'm entertained. Since I didn't get a chance to participate, I feel like Black and Abdallah are the people's team. We are the people's team. That's why we're here.
And for the people, I will say this, since there's like four people asking us, and I don't know why. We'll comment on Brian Urlacher's statement. It was stupid, and he shouldn't have said it, and I don't agree with anything he says or anything he puts on Instagram or Twitter. Enough said.
That's well said, and I don't follow him on Instagram.
Neither do I.
I'm not interested in following him.
Nope, neither am I.
To be honest, it's complete trash.
Yep.
So best of luck to him.
Yep. He should know better than anybody being in a locker room for as long as he was.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I'm not here for it. So the other thing we need
Hold
to get
on,
to
we're before. On the clock next.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up next.
Unbelievable. Trying to have a serious moment. Now we have to draft again.
No, we had our serious moment. We addressed it. Okay, Deshaun Watson is gone. Deshaun Watson
are the quarterback
is gone.
Options?
Kyler Murray, is Dak, Dak, and Russell Wilson are all available. I think we should go there.
We don't have a tight end, though.
What a tight end? We're going to get Cole Kmet.
Are we on the clock now?
Yes, we're on the clock now. Right. Kyler Murray's gone.
No. Guess what? Hit him with the Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
take
Russell.
That. Hit him with the Russell Wilson.
Take that. Whoever just drafted. Small hands, Sylvie Strong.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Wow.
Take that.
All right. We have so much going on here. I have to remind you to download the podcast of today's show. You can do that at the ESPN Chicago app. Find our tile, Black and Abdallah, and also the baseball show, both posted right there on the ESPN Chicago app. Subscribe, tell a friend, do all that stuff. Rate the show on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Download the podcast today, Black and Abdallah. Okay, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to get to Good Question.
Yeah, do we have time to play the opener? Or are we just playing Good Questions?
No, yeah, let's get to it. Hold on, who's in the lead for Good Question so far in 2020?
Waddle has 33, Cap has 27. And so does Hood. Tied.
Wow, 27. Tie. Okay, here we go. Good question.
This is a good break.
Do you want me to reset?
We got time on the clock.
Tom Brady's gone. What a fool. Who took Tom Brady over Dak Prescott?
Dak's going to light it up.
What do you do for a living?
All right, should we get a tight end next?
Probably, since they're all gone.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
I'll come.
It's a long story.
Do you want Gronkowski?
No, I don't.
I'll come.
It's an even longer story.
Should we get Cole Kmet?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I like Cole Kmet.
I bet you he's gone.
Do you
No, Cole Kmet is still there.
The words that are coming out of my mouth. It's the question that drives us near. It's the question that brought you here.
How could you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Dad, I got a question for you.
We score the hosts on ESPN 1000 when they ask a question to a guest on the phone. They get a point when they say good or great question. Here's this week's good question.
Doc, all year the media has been, I mean, kind of like the second thing to say about you guys is, well, wait until the Clippers get everybody back. And
PJ Carlissimo in the pregame.
Well, I mean, that doesn't happen end of the year anyow.
Shout out to PJ.
How challenging is that? You know, not really haven't had a chance to have the group together.
You know, PJ, it's a great question.
In a year where the Central is playing the Central,
shout out to Doc,
a win against a team that you're playing is a win, and I don't need it to be a beauty contest.
Yeah, it's a good point. But, you know, Tommy, you brought this up during their first little run when they were playing well. They really weren't beating good teams. Are we in that mode right now? They're playing the Tigers. Now, the Reds are supposed to be good. That's who's next. They're not very good. And after that are the Pirates, not very good. So, yeah, I get it. You're right. It's not a beauty contest, but you do try to extrapolate towards October. Can they beat the good teams based on the way they're playing? And if they play like last night, yes, getting hits with runners on base, something we talked about and you guys talked about yesterday, that's great. But you just wonder if they're good enough to beat the good teams. And I think that's a good question. It's a good question.
What more could you think of or could be discussed to your knowledge?
Did Jesse just give himself a good question?
What I'm asking. If the players are looking to try to do more, to make more of a difference than they are, what are tangible things that would be realistic that we could see in the next week or so?
You know, that's a good question.
Mark, how sustainable is it when you are a hairy-chested slugger?
Hoodie now taking the lead on Cap'n Jay Hood.
How is that sustainable throughout the regular season in the playoffs?
How about that? Take that.
You know, that's a great question.
Do you believe, like, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we will look back at this time as being a very important time on the sports landscape with the real world?
That's a great question, Chief. That's a great question.
Mike, how do you feel when you find out that somebody that you know may fall into that group?
Ronald has 34 now, just saying.
Great question.
Wow. So all right, now we don't have a lot of time, but that one that Sylvie got that Jesse then gave himself, those go to Sylvie, right?
Of course, yeah.
There was no question.
Yeah. It was a question.
Well, I mean,
it's a good question.
Sometimes Jesse just says good question.
Yeah.
Somehow he forgot to say to us at 6 o'clock when we talked to him during the baseball show.
He knows better.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
We're almost on the clock again.
Are we really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have to go. All right. We'll fill people in tomorrow at 2 with Waddle and Sylvie. Okay. Talk to you later.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.